This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, November 9th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom is recommending that the U.S. State Department add Russia, India, Syria, and Vietnam to the list of nations abridging religious freedoms as countries of particular concern. Also, rising to levels of interest requiring special watch include Afghanistan, Algeria, Azerbaijan, Egypt, Indonesia, Iraq, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Turkey, and Uzbekistan. The report pointed to Vietnam for carrying out, quote, physical assaults, detention, imprisonment, and forcible confiscation of church properties and assets, end quote, against certain Christian communities. The commission made similar recommendations in its 2020 report for India. However, the Biden State Department thus far has refused to act and protect the international Christian community. In an interview with the Christian Post, the retiring director of the National Institute of Health, Mr. Francis Collins, a professing Christian, spoke favorably of using the bodies of murdered children for scientific research. In his words, quote, "People have elective terminations of pregnancy every day, and those materials are being discarded. Suppose it was possible, on a rare instance, for something that's about to be discarded, with full consent after the decision by the mother, to be used to develop something that might save somebody's life. In that case, I think even God could look at that and go, okay, it's not the thing that I would have wanted to see happening. Still, as an ethical choice between discarding or using for some benevolent purpose, maybe that's defensible," end quote. A Public Religion Research Institute survey of Americans on the 2020 presidential election found that 31% believe the, quote, 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump, end quote. The opinion was shared by 68% of Republicans, 60% of evangelicals, and 37% of mainline Protestants. The Congressional Budget Office now estimates the U.S. budget deficit for 2021 at $2.77 trillion, reports the Associated Press. That's almost equal to the 2020 Trump deficit of $3.13 trillion. These constitute the two highest national deficits in the history of the world. And the infrastructure bill, just passed by the U.S. House, henceforth locks in an additional $256 billion of deficit per year. The federal debt stands at $29 trillion. That's up from $10 trillion when Barack Obama was elected president just 13 years ago. The federal government debt stands at 125% of the gross domestic product, or the total of all American goods and services. That's about double what it was in 2008. When the ratio stood at 63%. Amazingly, only Sudan, Venezuela, Japan, Greece, Lebanon, Eritrea, and Italy are doing worse than the United States on this ratio. The cryptocurrency market cap has touched $3 trillion. That's up from $400 billion just 1 year ago, in what appears to be a blind, unrestrained grab for quick wealth. The Bank of England's Deputy Governor for Financial Stability, John Cunliffe, compares the situation to the $1.2 trillion subprime mortgage crisis that sparked the 2008 worldwide depression. CNBC reports the Deputy Governor issued concerns in October that, quote, crypto assets pose a financial stability concern since the majority have no intrinsic value and are vulnerable to major price corrections, end quote. The U.S. Navy launched a ship named after a well-known homosexual and sexual predator, Harvey Milk, reports the BBC. Conservative commentator Matt Walsh tweeted Sunday that, quote, "Harvey Milk was a degenerate pederast who preyed on teenage boys. He was the Kevin Spacey of his time, and now he has a Navy ship named after him. We will lose our next war and deserve it. A country that admires and honors men of this kind cannot survive, and doesn't deserve to either, end quote. Proverbs 28 verse 4 points out that those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law strive against them. The famed secular psychologist prophet Jordan Peterson issued a prayer this week on YouTube, which has been viewed almost 1 million times. Here's a soundbite.
God, lift from me the intolerable burden of my ignorance, arrogance, willful blindness, bitterness, and resentment, as I pray that others rise above the same faults and temptations.
In another recent admission, Peterson confessed that, quote, the difference between those mythical gods and Christ was that there's a historical representation of his existence as well. The problem is, I probably believe that, but I'm amazed at my own belief, and I don't understand it, end quote. The passage from Acts 26, verses 27 and 28 sounds eerily similar. And Paul asked, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. Meanwhile, Jordan Peterson's daughter, Michaela, a well-known YouTuber and podcaster in her own right, has just professed faith in Christ, reports CBN News. Over the summer, she traveled to Austin, Texas, where she met a Christian man with whom she shared some of the details of her struggles. The problem, the man told Peterson, was that she needed God. Michaela said, quote, what I've been doing for the last month or so is reading the Bible and praying. The amount of peace I've had, I haven't had before. It's completely absurd. I cannot believe it, end quote. And finally, praise God for a courageous pastor at the Nashville Light Mission Pentecostal Church. When a churchgoer got up front and threatened the congregation with a gun, Pastor Ezekiel Nicumano leaped on the suspect, taking him to the ground, saving the lives of his congregants, reports NBC News. The stunning video of the entire encounter is linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, November 9th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.